Hello, welcome to Fire Ministry Pastor. To Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is a true statement. He will never change. If you did it for one, he will do it for another. Hallelujah. Even if it's the same circumstance or not, he will do it for you. Even if it's new, he will do new things for you as well. Nobody had the Red Sea parting for him. It had never happened before. But when Moses got there, he did that for him. He opened the Red Sea up for the children of Israel to walk through the Red Sea on dry land. And when the Egyptians tried to do the same thing, they perished. Do you see? So God is in the business of helping his children there, helping them stand and helping them do what he has called them to do. All the things I've been sharing with you for the last few days are all to help you think the way God wants you to think, see the way God sees you, so that you can do what God wants you to do. All God saved us for a reason. God saved us so that he will use us to save others, so that he can work through us. Do you see? But as long as you're thinking in a certain way, as long as you're thinking as though God was fighting you or has a problem with you, there's no way you're going to be confident enough to do what he has called you to do. But when you get to know that this is what God is thinking about me, therefore I have to think the same way, it helps you. It helps you be able to do what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. So I'm still talking about how God sees you. You see, and today I want us to read some few things from Romans chapter 8, from verse 31. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God is for me. I say to myself every day, God is for me. God is working in me, working on my behalf. He is for me. He's not against me. The greater one is for me. He's not against me. Therefore, all those who are arrayed against me cannot have the victory over me. Hallelujah. Not even the devil and all his cause, the cause of hell, can do anything to me. See, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. This is verse 32. If he didn't spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who then says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies, or it is God that declares righteous. God has declared us righteous. He has declared that we are his children, we are his sons. He has declared that we are his righteousness in Christ Jesus. So who can change that? That is why he goes on to say, who is he that condemneth? Who is he that condemneth? Can the devil condemn? No, he can't. He will try, but it won't work. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? You see, he's risen from the dead. He died so that we might be justified. He died so that we might be forgiven our sins, so that sin might be taken care of. And he rose from the dead so that we might be justified. If you read in Romans chapter 4, verse 25, he mentions that he was delivered on account of offenses and was raised from the dead on account of our justification. So he was raised from the dead when we were declared righteous and not guilty. Hallelujah. Then he says he's risen again and is at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and I. So he's always praying for you and I. When the devil brings an accusation, you see, he functions as a judge, he functions as your lawyer, and he functions as the one who talks on your behalf. Hallelujah. He talks on our behalf, always talking on our behalf, interceding for you and I. Then he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Oh, hallelujah. And the version says, nay, in all these things we more than conquer through him that loved us. You see, it is because of his love that is why we are where we are. He sees us with the eyes of love. Hallelujah. Then it says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature, oh hallelujah, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God sees you in a certain way. God loves you intimately. He loves you into detail. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. You are the apple of his eye. See yourself the way he sees you. He has declared you righteous. He has declared you just. Let's read in Romans chapter 3. I want us to read from verse 23. Very popular scripture. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, you know that he was talking about the righteousness of God before he made the statement. It says, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Then it says that being justified freely, you know, being declared righteous freely by his grace. The word justified means to be declared righteous. Being declared righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Oh, hallelujah. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are present through the forbearance of God. To declare, say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and a justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Hallelujah. So he does all these things so that he might be righteous. He's righteous in declaring the sinner not guilty but righteous. That's his righteousness. Because he has not beheld any iniquity in Jacob. Neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. He doesn't seek iniquity in you. He doesn't see perverseness in you. Hallelujah. See yourself like that and think like that. We'll continue again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. I love you very much. Bye-bye.